Let's go and have a chat with Greg Hickman. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, we can't wait to see all of these horses. It's springtime, and you've got one that I think, Duff, I think we can't wait to see Parada back at the track.
Oh, we can't. He's the, you know, we all know his talent. Greg, obviously, the big story was that he had a setback, but just reading between the lines, he it was just he missed a race, not any track work.
That's right, Ronnie. You just, once we were able to treat it, it come back into back to where it should have been, and he just went about his normal way. Like, he had the Saturday off, and he swam Sunday and back working Monday.
Well, what exactly was it? What, did he just give himself a knock in the box or something?
No, I don't think it was in the box. It just, I don't know. I couldn't find anything. The skin must have been broken somewhere, and a little bug got in it and just blew up on the, just above the fetlock joint and just below the knee. And, as I said, as soon as we gave him a bit and put him on a bit of treatment, it was back down.
Just before we go on, we're getting news from Paul Snowden. We thank Paul for this, but Red Zell is going to be scratched from the shorts. We'll try and get a bit more on this shortly, but we appreciate Paul for letting us know. Red Zell is going to be scratched out of the shorts. More on that shortly.
Well, let's hope hopefully everything's okay for the Everest,
yep.
But we'll find out more.
Yep.
Greg, the draw today, it's a little bit, there's the scratchings help, but it's a little bit tricky as far as whether you're positive or negative today.
Yeah, that's right, Ronnie. I haven't had a yarn to James yet, but he's got good gate speed. And look, if everything works out okay, and like when you won the missile stakes, he was positive and put himself right there. So that can, it depends how the traffic goes, but I mean, we'll either have the good go or the we'll be in a bit of trouble probably.
Yeah. Obviously, you're heading towards an Epsom with a horse like him as well.
For sure. I mean, that's our main target now. And I just hope James can ride 54.
Yeah, well, I think
he's riding 54 today.
I'm sure if he gives him a good feel today, he'll be riding 54 on a big saddle. So, expectations today, he's 100% to be hard to beat.
Look, Ronnie, it's always a concern when you have a bit of a distance in between runs, but he worked really well on Tuesday morning, went 6-3 on Tuesday morning, had a little bit of a blow, which I wanted him to do. Mm. Looking at him in the box, I think he looks stronger. He just looks so much better than he's ever done, and he's probably looked the best in the yard that he's ever been.
Beautiful. Good luck with him today, Greg.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Good on you, Greg. Greg Hickman with Parada lining up.